You're the American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal has begun. We'll open up the phone this hour, and I still have a lot of videos to show you. I think we'll stick with this story for just a second, because it coincides with some other interesting stories from this week. Again, this is about the anti-science of rural Americans and how it doesn't matter how many times they try to tell us skeptical Americans about, you know, the beauty of science. It's just they keep being wrong about everything, and it's very confusing, I guess. They say the key insight to all this work is that those who distrust vaccines, science, and expertise aren't doing so necessarily because they have a knowledge gap or misunderstanding. Distrusting experts is a part of their identity. Phrased another way, anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers and anti-lockdowners are just as informed as the pro-lockdown people, which is actually not true. We're actually more informed. And I know that sounds crazy, but actually we have the scientific evidence to back it up, right? I don't know if you guys remember this story from May of last year. COVID skeptics are pro-science? New study raises awkward questions. It was about this story. Viral visualizations, how coronavirus skeptics use orthodox data practices to promote unorthodox science online. And if you remember this, what it showed was that between pro-science people and anti-science people, the anti-science people actually understood the science more. When you went to pro-science people for their argument, it was, trust the science. Yeah, but what does the science say? No, trust the science. Wear your mask. And then the anti-maskers were like, yeah, but look at all the science I have. Look at all these scientific tests. Look at all of the scientific research to say masks don't work. I know the science, and the science says masks don't work. And the pro-science people just go, wear your mask. Wear your mask. It's science. So they've done studies. They've done scientific studies. In this case, they used something like a sample size of something like 500,000, so 500,000 people whose tweets they went through and, you know, conversations they had with people. And they found that the anti-maskers knew more about the science, understood the science more and to a greater level than the pro-maskers did. So it's just interesting. So this article here claiming that rural Americans are just so, you know, prejudiced against science also confirms that. It's not because there's a knowledge gap. And this is very confusing because the left wing the entire time has been saying, oh, they don't have the information. They just don't understand. It's like they're talking to people who are more informed than they are. The right wing, the dissident, the non-maskers understand the science more. And it's obvious because all of this stuff is now coming to pass. But going back to the beginning of this article, they say the U.S. did not with COVID actually go, you know, community to community. Instead, rapidly changing information came only from a few sources, usually at the national level, and seemingly without much strategy. And as such, many places have seen widespread resistance to public health interventions like wearing masks and getting the vaccine. The researchers measured the resistance to vaccines by having respondents rate on a 7-point scale their agreement with a handful of statements like, much of our lives are being controlled by plots hatched in secret places. So, you know, they're drawing this line between conspiratorial thinking and being anti-science, which is a little awkward because, you know, this article comes out and then mere days later you have, you know, multiple articles like this from Infowars.com, also in the Daily Mail and, you know, tons of other mainstream outlets. Sweden suffered fewer deaths per capita than much of Europe despite refusing to enforce strict lockdowns. So it's just a little bit fascinating here, right? In 2020 and 2021, the country had an average excess death rate of 56 per 100,000, compared to 109 in the UK, 111 in Spain, and 116 in Germany, and 133 in Italy. So that's more than twice as much in Italy. So Sweden had half of the excess deaths that these other places did. They did not lock down. They did not force masks. Maybe this is why we don't trust the science, because it's wrong. Is it really such a sin to not trust a liar when you're lied to over and over and go, yeah, I don't trust that person anymore? Are you the bad guy here? Talk more about it on the other side. That's not the only thing that came out this week that would lead you to maybe not trust science so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption to your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, so the left is trying to desperately figure out why Republicans no longer trust scientists, while completely ignoring the fact that scientists have been absolutely wrong about literally everything for the past 2 years. It's very confusing for them. They can't quite wrap their minds around why Republicans seem to just constantly be able to identify patterns. It's very baffling to them how when you lie to someone continuously, they stop trusting you. It's just bizarre. But going back to this 538 article, we have this graphic they posted. Trust in science has become increasingly partisan. And you can actually see here around 2015, massive jump in the Democratic trust of science from about 42% to 65%. What they asked was, it's a share of Americans who said they had a great deal of confidence in the scientific community by party affiliation. So you can see at 2015, the Democrat trust in science is just almost a straight line up. This alone, like even if you had nothing else, is evidence of a majorly successful psychological operation, right? When you have this massive skyrocketing, these are people who are controlled. This is brainwashing, right? Just a massive skyrocket. Because at the same time, science got everything wrong. Science just was completely wrong about everything, about masks, about vaccine, about lockdown, about social distancing, about plastic barriers, all of these things, about who it infected, about locking down schools and mental health in children, about surface cleaning. Just all of it has been proven wrong by this point, incontrovertibly. It's admitted. It's all wrong. The lab origin, all of it, all of everything they said for 2 years was wrong. Is it more reasonable to trust those people less or trust them more? So you watched for 2 years, the science got literally everything wrong, destroyed the entire world economy, thrust us into famine and, you know, food shortages, destroyed the lives of just millions and millions of children, absolutely obliterated their mental health, severely, you know, hampered their ability to just develop and understand social cues and all this sort of stuff. Just horrific stuff. And they trust them more. And so now they trust them more. I mean, it's a cult. It is a complete and total cult. Of course, the Republicans have gotten a little bit less trusting. It's gone from about, you know, well, you know, in 2015, it was about 35% to about 32%. And this to them is just shocking and a major problem. And we have to fix this. This drop from 2015 at 35% to 2020 at 32. This is the problem. This is the major problem that they're very concerned about and they have to fix this 3% drop. But the 20% growth in Democrats is totally normal and good and cool and not evidence of a massive psychological operation. Okay, got it. But of course, you have the evidence, right? Sweden suffered fewer deaths per capita, having an excess rate of only 56 compared to a place like Italy that had an excess death of 133 per 100,000. So, I mean, I guess the question is, do you trust the science? The science is not with the scientists. The scientists are a bunch of liars that have been wrong about everything. The science, if you can find it, if you can puzzle it out, if you can find the very few, you know, studies that have actually been able to make it to print that show how wrong all of these people were, then you really are trusting the science. But again, this article from InfoWars says, while this meta-analysis of Sweden concludes that lockdowns have had little to no public health effects. They have imposed enormous economic and social costs where they have been adopted, the researchers concluded. Yes, not only did these measures not work, they caused a whole host of other horrific problems that we're only now starting to experience the fallout from. But trust the science. But keep trusting the science. But never question them, even for a second, and give them the power of the state to enforce their dictates at the point of a gun, even though they're completely wrong, nonsensical, and hugely damaging. But it's not just that. You also have this, because you know, another big part of this was talking about they don't trust science, especially when science is coming from the government, because they don't trust the government. And so again, just like lockdowns, we were all saying this is going to destroy the economy and not help prevent the virus. We were right. We were right. Maybe this whole show is just me being like, hey, remember this thing we were right about? We were right. Remember this thing we said and they called us crazy and kicked us off the internet for saying it? We were right about that too, because we're right about all of this because we're not making our claims based on, you know, some unquestionable expert with ulterior motives seeping out of his eyeballs like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, but rather it just comes from me, Harrison Smith, reading headlines and being like, this is weird. It's just not that complicated. I am just trusting my gut, and it's made me about 10,000 times more successful at predicting things than Anthony Fauci. But they have this. InfoWars, again, reports this today. It's just an awkward week to come out with this. Why do Republicans question science when you have stories like, well, the lockdowns didn't work and made everything worse, and health authorities tracked movements of Canadians via cell phones during the pandemic. See, Germany was caught doing this. The U.S. was caught doing this, and now Canada has also been caught using the lockdown contact tracing app stores to track people. Blue Dot, an intelligence analysis company, prepared movement reports by the PHAC, the health organization, using anonymized public data required from mobile devices. The reports helped the public health agency understand movement patterns during the pandemic. Reports reclaim the net. Public Health Agency of Canada was able to obtain detailed insights into people's movements and recorded their visits to liquor stores, pharmacies, visits to friends, and trips to other provinces, and also collecting information on time spent in each location. So again, it's just like, we have to trust the science, we have to do contact tracing. All of these rural Americans, these science deniers, are just like, yeah, this sounds like a trick. Try to get me to install a tracking device on my phone. I'm not going to do it. And they're just like, oh, no, you have to trust the science. Why don't you trust the science? Then finally they're like, all right, fine. I'll get the tracking thing. If it's for science, then it's just like the government like, oh, by the way, we are using that to track you and to keep all of your data and figure out who all of your friends are and where you're spending time. And in Germany, it went a step farther. They used it for research into dissent, right? It's like, we're going to use this COVID tracking data, which is for the science and for your health, to actually track people and try to figure out if they're breaking the law or if they're going to stand up against the government in order to shut them down. So again, the crisis of trust in this country is not a crisis of, normal people just being incapable of understanding science or just being intrinsically or just like, superstitiously scared of men in lab coats. It's that we pay attention. It's that we actually read the science. It's that we aren't just spoon-fed from a single force, unquestionable dictates in the guise of science, but we actually look into it. You actually see the outcome. And you actually take that into account when considering the next claims from these people. The crisis of trust in this country is not about people just not trusting people they should trust. It's about the American people waking up to the fact that our every institution has been infiltrated and is being turned against us by bad actors who announce in their own little secret conclaves their own real internal ambitions to create global government control systems by using the unquestionable fiat power of science. So we'll keep questioning the science. We'll keep looking into what you say and determining whether it's true or not. You can keep crying about it, okay? You can keep crying about how no one trusts you, but as long as you're lying, no one's going to trust you, except for all of the moron Democrats who have gone from having a healthy skepticism to science to being fully indoctrinated cult members in this pseudo-materialistic religion. Pseudo-religion of materialistic worship, right? Just worshiping the dirt, worshiping the earth, worshiping the ground, and worshiping other human beings, and not recognizing that you're in a religion with a new priest class that uses science to silence dissenters rather than, religious impetus. But you're in a religion. You're all a bunch of cult members. Please, for the love of God, wake up. Join us in the skeptical, enlightened, intelligent side rather than the brain-dead, moron, I think I'm smart because the TV told me so side. You're not smart. I'm on the TV. I'm telling you. Don't fall for this. Anthony Fauci is a scumbag and a liar. Bill Gates is a sweater-wearing pervert. Goes, hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein.
What I'm telling Americans is that if people don't have symptoms, it's fine to get together. But like any other time, if you have symptoms, that's your cue to stay away. Now, what do you do if you have symptoms? Let's bring up the next slide. These are the two seminal papers I published leading the world in treating COVID-19, and they operate on these important principles. We use the precautionary principle. We look for drugs with signals of benefit and acceptable safety and put them into combinations. And we've done this from the very beginning, and I want to show you the reason why. This is the conceptualization of the virus, that the virus has three major phases: viral replication, cytokine storm, and thrombosis. It's all about viral replication, and we can get after it early. Where is it replicating in the human body? It's replicating in the nose. And I want to let you know, this analysis by Chopra and colleagues looked at virucidal agents in the nose. What can we spray up in the nose to kill the virus, Alex? And I can tell you, it is extraordinary, the findings of these authors and others indicating that it, almost anything will kill the virus. So iodine does. So does hydrogen peroxide. So does colloidal silver. So does various forms of ozone. The virus is killed easily. The nose and the nasopharynx is a replication factory. That's where the fever is coming from. That's where all the cytokines is coming from, the nose. And it's very important for people to realize this. There are so many different ways to kill the virus in the nose that the general principles are, if it stings or hurts, it's too strong, Alex. I can tell you right now, you can write this down. Take povidone iodine, the typical brown iodine, half a teaspoon and a shot glass of water, and you got it. And then look at that bulb syringe, that pediatric bulb syringe or spray bottle. You got to go over the sink, spray a decent amount up, sniff it back, and then spit it out. If you're going to nebulize it or use a neti pot or a saline wash system, that's fine as well. But it literally has to get up in the nose and back in the throat and spit it out. You got to choke a little bit, but that's a sign that you're zapping the virus.
And it's a few drops of iodine in like a shot glass of water.
It basically, if it's the consistency of like dark tea, that's basically going to do it. And then here's the pivotal trial. This is what I want people to understand. This is a prospective, randomized, controlled trial. And give credit to Chowdhury et al. In Bangladesh. Let's get it up on this screen. You know, our federal agencies have been saying, follow the science, follow the science. Randomized trials are the gold standard in science. This is 606 individuals randomized to two different groups, receiving the povidone iodine. It comes in a 10% solution. We dilute it down to 1%, but it doesn't even matter if it was 0.5%. We don't have to be that specific on the dilution. Again, as long as it's not too strong. Everybody at the start, Alex, is PCR positive. Look at this, 303 people in each group PCR positive. Look, after 3 days of doing the iodine washes in the nose and mouth and gargle. Look at that. They're down to 35 patients who are still PCR positive. It knocked the crud out of the virus. Look compared to the control group. Control group was just warm water. And then look at how the virus basically persists in most people for 7 days. This nasal therapy, there's nothing else going on. There's no ivermectin. There's no hydroxychloroquine. This is the only thing going on. And this is knocking the crud out of the virus in the nose. Proof positive. prospective randomized trial. But the bottom line is povidone iodine to basically drop the infectivity, zap the virus in the nose without any other treatment, just zapping the nose with povidone iodine in a nasal spray or nasal wash. You could use other forms of iodine. You could use dilute hydrogen peroxide.
But here's the thing. Whenever you or doctor or anybody else tries to talk about this on the internet, on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere, they take you down.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the program. We still have a lot to talk about today and a lot of videos to show you. We're taking your calls as well. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. If you want to give us a call, do it. Call us at 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. Opening up the phone calls for the remainder of the show. And crew, I just dropped in a video there. Law enforcement is bracing for violence after the leak of the Supreme Court potential decision to outlaw abortion, to undo Roe versus Wade. And good, you know, they should be very concerned about this. Let me know when you get that video pulled in. So I think we should go to. I think it's a major concern for all of us. We don't want to see this spiral into violence. So here's CNN reporting on the threat of violence that may arise after this Supreme Court decision draft was leaked, and thankfully CNN is in close communication with the spy state here, the deep state intelligence agencies, and they're on top of things, folks, and they're telling you about the violence you need to worry about. Here it is.
Violence in the Capitol and nationwide after the leak of that Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down Roe v. Wade after 50 years. Capitol Police are warning the far right is calling for violence against a religious group planning to rally for abortion rights. Whitney Wild is live outside the Supreme Court. Listen, seeing fences go up there, it's sort of like post January 6th. What are you seeing, and what specific intelligence is warning police officials?
Well, at this point, law enforcement sources, several of them tell us that they are closely monitoring social media chatter that suggests that there's a potential for violence against abortion clinic providers, abortion clinic staff, members of the judiciary. That would include the justices here, as well as members of the federal government. And what we know after January 6th and what law enforcement knows across the country is that social media chatter can manifest into actual violence. Sometimes people really do say what they're going to do. Law enforcement acutely aware of that possibility, and federal law enforcement officials held a call with about 150 participants all across the country to warn them about protests that resulted in confrontations, about the possibility of future demonstrations, as well as for the potential for violence. So that's what's going on across the country. Here in Washington, there is physical proof that law enforcement officials and officials, congressional officials, Supreme Court officials here are concerned about the potential that protests could erupt. Just take a look at this fence behind me. I'm about 5'6". This fence is a couple feet higher than me. You've seen this fence many times. It is the same fence that went up around the Capitol following January 6th. This kind of approach has become somewhat of muscle memory here in Washington following the riot. Also down the street, you see.
Yeah. All right. We can go ahead and take it down. No, this is a regular thing now. See, the government does whatever the hell it pleases, and then it, puts up barbed wire fences around its buildings to prevent any, you know, gathering of peaceful protesters. It's the death of our democracy. And yes, it was a well-laid plan put into place after January 6th when we had that incredibly creepy inauguration with like 12 people there and a bunch of flags, because you can't have human beings involved. This is a, you know, technocratic imposition. You can't have human beings there showing what a complete undemocratic farce it is. But, you know, they're seeing a lot of chatter, folks. They're seeing a lot of chatter online. They want everybody to know that there may very well be attacks against abortion providers. They're very concerned about this. Have there been any? No, of course not. Has there even really been any chatter? Probably not. No, they didn't really point to any actual evidence of this, just vague statements from the intelligence community. You know, the brave and trustworthy intelligence community that told us the Hunter Biden laptop was fake and that Donald Trump was a Russian asset. You know, those guys, the guys you have to trust. They're science now, by the way, too. It's the science of intelligence agencies. And again, you gotta wonder, you gotta sit here and just, is anyone in America falling for this? And then you sort of realize this is what the censorship is all about. This is what the censorship all comes down to. It's so that CNN can sit there and go, we're very worried about the threats of right-wing violence, and all these fences are going up because of right-wing violence. And, you know, all the intelligence agencies are warning us about right-wing violence. Now, if CNN's the only voice out there saying this, that's all you have to go on. But just in the last week, let's read some headlines. Catholic Church in Boulder vandalized with abortion rights graffiti. That was May 4th. Antifa attacks a pregnancy crisis center, crisis pregnancy center in Portland, FCPC, May 6th. Violent pro-abortion Antifa rioters smash DHS vehicle, attack police in Los Angeles. And then, of course, Kelly Neidert didn't get deleted from Twitter, did she? Kelly Neidert, our guest on Friday, is, of course, the pro-life activist on the campus of University of North Texas, who was stalked to her home and had a threatening message spray painted on it by the leftist activist for daring to oppose abortion. Then as of this weekend, radical mob, dozens protest outside U.S. Supreme Court justices' homes in a attempt to threaten and intimidate the Supreme Court justices into doing what they want. You also had an anti-abortion headquarter firebombed, ransacked, and vandalized with graffiti saying, if abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, amid nationwide protest. So at a time where you have no less than five violent attacks against pro-choice organizations, CNN is there to tell you you really need to be worried about all of the right-wing violence that just might happen someday. It just might happen someday, folks. Yes, we know that, you know, there's a rabid dog chewing your throat out right now. But do you know that Bigfoot is somewhere out there? You know, yes, I understand that this serial killer is going around and has axed several, you know, co-eds in the head and has left them with a shattered skull dying on the floor. But do you know that Bigfoot is out there somewhere? And we're sure that he's gonna come out and do a lot of damage one day. We're absolutely sure. The leftist reality of right-wingers are dangerous and violent domestic terrorists, which is a reality, a false reality, propped up and supported and actually put into action by our intelligence agencies, by our military, and by our politicians, is just completely and totally imaginary. On the other hand, the left-wing violence is completely out of control, unmitigated, and they're not doing anything to stop it. So again, CNN is there very seriously and with, you know, very grave countenance telling you how worried the deep state is about potential right-wing violence at the exact same time that multiple pregnancy centers have been firebombed. Multiple protests have turned into riots, destroying things over abortion. And you also have people going into Catholic churches during mass and trying to disrupt them, protesting outside. So, like, it's gone beyond even pro-life clinics or pregnancy crisis centers, which is the one thing that abortion activists say you're supposed to do, right? If you say you're anti-abortion, they're like, then why are you out there helping the women? And they're like, we are. They're called pregnancy crisis centers. And then the pro-abortion activists firebomb those crisis centers. But they're going beyond that now. They're straight up just attacking churches. So it's a full-on anti-Christ terrorist movement. And CNN is very worried about the right-wing backlash.
The letter from Albert Pike regarding the Illuminati plan for three world wars is largely considered a hoax, due to the use of the word Nazism in a letter dated 1871. But it is interesting to note the desired outcome of this alleged plan. According to the letter, the Third War officially started on 9/11, and was intended to leave the people in a state of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. They will then use nihilists, atheists, and revolutionaries to create a cataclysm of social turmoil. And they will do this in order to force the people into exterminating the destroyers of civilization. According to this letter, this bloodbath would result in the destruction of both Christianity and atheism, and lead to the pure doctrine of Lucifer as the new world religion. And it does appear as if this is happening now, as if the powers that be are pushing the people into a desperate corner, as if their main goal is to create mass chaos and violence. But they've been doing this all by decree, because they have no authority over God or the U.S. Constitution. And so they'd be thrilled if we burn it all down for them, proving we are inferior savages in need of governance. They thought they'd have that on January 6th, but the people were there for peace, love, and justice, not a revolution. We don't need one. We already have our Declaration of Independence. But without justice, the death cult remains free and continues on its path to kill us all. They are going to shut us down again, but this time the United Nations will be in charge. Our government is giving them that authority at the end of this month, just in time for the next international health crisis. And with the leaked Supreme Court memo on Roe v. Wade, they can launch endless organized riots on us while we remain locked in our homes. Round two is coming, and this time with food shortages and the crashing dollar. But it doesn't have to be like this. Their authority is the biggest psyop ever. You are not their slave unless you choose to be. They are convincing you to do this to yourself. When they demanded that everyone wear a mask in 2020, the majority of us could have said no, demanded justice, and the true renaissance would have then begun. The 2020 lockdown was a beta test to gauge how compliant the population was, and we failed. But we will soon have another chance. And 2020 was also a wake-up call for millions of Americans and millions worldwide who previously had no idea how corrupt our governments had become. So now we are many, and we must all prepare for the next lockdown. And we must remember that we are not savages, sheep, or slaves. We are human beings with free will. And as lawful Americans, it is our responsibility to apprehend these traitors, exact justice, and restore the republic. But first, we must simply say no. Say no to the masks. Say no to sheltering in place. Say no to vaccine passports. Say no to shutting down your business or your church. And if the police come to shut you down, make them commit treason. The law of the land is already in the hands of the people. All we have to do is wake up and take it back together.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I have a lot of videos to show you. I want to go off to phone calls here. We'll just go to a few of these videos. Let's go to clip number 18 first. Because, again, CNN very, very concerned about the right-wing backlash to the Supreme Court decision because they're insane people. They're totally insane. So here's clip 18. This was posted with the title, "The energy is more negative outside Kavanaugh's house. The anger has become more palpable than outside other justices' houses." Let's watch.
"We will not go back.
I see you, buddy."
There they are chanting, "We will not go back. And of course, everybody, you know, everybody in support of this is like, it's legal to protest, actually. Actually, it's legal to protest, okay? So this is totally normal and fine. It's just like, oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, so you've actually learned to protest at the houses of the people making the decisions? I was confused because for the last 2 years, you've been burning down auto parts stores and small bookstores to protest the actions of the police, and then you're, you know, kicking down Tucker Carlson's door while his wife and child are inside, or you're, you know, terrorizing Josh Hawley's family, or you're terrorizing Rand Paul. I'm a little confused on what is and is not allowed as a protest. I guess the part that I'm missing is that if you're a right winger, even if you go and peacefully protest at a state capital of some sort, then you are a domestic terrorist. You must be destroyed. But if you show up at the homes of your political opponents and attempt to kick in the door or write a graffiti message on the front door or simply want to, you know, mob them as they try to drive their car out of a parking garage and attempt to frame them for attempted vehicular homicide, I'm just confused. I guess I'm just a little confused by the fact that we have angry mobs of leftist radicals threatening our politicians, and no one seems to be doing anything about it, and the White House won't even condemn these protests. I guess I'm just a little confused. But of course, it's not just the decision makers and the Supreme Court justices that the leftists are attempting to terrorize into obeying them. It's just regular people. So I hate to say it, but we're about to confirm CNN here. We're about to see violence against left-wing innocent, lovely human beings. Let's go to clip number 11 here. Marxist tried to disrupt mass at a cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. Security, ushers, and parishioners said they were not having it. Clip number 11. Let's go to that. You see a big, beautiful Catholic church and a bunch of mindless psychopath protesters attempting to disrupt the Sunday service with signs and yelling. And they're like, "You're attacking me. You're attacking me. I should be allowed to break into your church and disrupt the service whenever I want by advocating for baby murder. And if you want to escort me out, you're being violent against me." Oh, it's so scary. They're the Antichrist, folks. This is, I mean, my God. I don't even want to. Yeah, they're wearing Handmaid's Tale stuff. It's, I don't, look, it's radicalized Satanists storming Catholic churches to disrupt their. Can we wake up? Can we just please wake up and realize what's going on in this country?
You even practice Christian.
As they literally break into churches to try to disrupt services and firebomb pregnancy crisis centers, and then do a special report about the danger of right wingers doing violence because there's chatter on the internet. It's not the only one. Let's go to clip 8 here. Another protest at a Catholic church. This time they weren't able to get in because a bunch of young men stood in front of the door praying the rosary. And it's just as insane as you think. So let's just keep the audio down on this because, again, these protesters, like, they only know four-letter words. Let's go to clip number 8 here. You gotta keep the audio down because she just is literally just yelling the F word and pretending to abort herself. It's just some crazy black woman in a bathing suit running back and forth, shrieking and flailing and holding a, I guess, what is supposed to be a fetus corpse. Now she's tearing the baby apart in front of them. And again, you just got a bunch of respectable looking dudes in suits and nice clothes staying behind quietly praying the rosary. Now, according to the mainstream media and the, you know, unaccountable and, you know, infinitely powered spy state apparatus, those guys behind her, they're the extremist. Her, she's just a, you know, beautiful, lovely American, just exercising her First Amendment right, trying to break into a church and tearing apart baby dolls. But those men behind them praying the rosary, they're the extremists, folks. Let's go to clip 14 here. You see a close-up of the extremists in their violence. There she's, now the woman is smashing the baby on the ground as she pretends to have an abortion. These are the terrorists, folks. These are the people they're telling you to worry about. Look at them holding that rosary. Listen to them chanting. You can actually listen to this one because it's literally just like chanting in Latin. Oh, look at these domestic terrorists and extremists quietly praying outside of their church, forming a human wall to not allow these radical psychopaths to break in and hurt people inside. So just a small sampling on top of the firebombs and the graffiti and the threatening and the stalking, you know, college girls home. All I'm saying is there used to be a time when the church didn't put up with stuff like this. I don't know. Where are the laws on the books for burning at a stake? I want to know if that's still something technically that's allowed, or if there's laws in place to prevent that. I don't know. I'm for it. Let's just go back to like Salem days. I just full on witch hunt. It should be on. Just a couple examples. I'm not saying all of them need to be taken care of that way. All I'm saying is there used to be a time when the church defended itself, but now apparently, you know, quietly escorting people out of the churches, that's violence against them. And they, I'm sure the next time there'll be like a Secret Service agent to make sure that the protest is allowed to go on without the interference of, you know, the actual Christians trying to just have a prayer meeting. Of course, I'm kidding. Nobody wants to go back to the days of burning at the stake. I'm just saying it doesn't seem so crazy anymore. I'm just saying I'm getting a whole new perspective on our ancestors now. They used to burn people at the stake? That's crazy. I'm so glad we stopped that. Cut to 10 years ahead. It's just a woman like pretending to have an abortion on the Catholic Church steps as like people bust in and try to disrupt the service. And it's like, all right. All right. Maybe they weren't so crazy after all. Let's go out to the phone calls. We've got Tim in Ontario. He's got some new T-shirt ideas for us. Thanks for calling in. Tim, you are on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm a second-time caller. I called in and talked to you before. I'm sorry. I was like so out of it just waking up.
No, that's great.
Tuned in to InfoWars. I was kind of talking over you or whatever, so I just want to apologize for that, first of all.
It's fine. Well, you're on the air now, Tim. What are you calling in about?
Anyway, my T-shirt ideas. You know, like, I went to wherever and all I got was this stupid T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking, like, I went to the vaccine clinic and all I got was a stupid pericarditis, myocarditis.
That's pretty good. I think I've seen
all
one like that.
All the main side effects on the front and then, like, the 1,000 printed and fine print on the back.
Yeah.
Well, I voted for Biden. All I got was this inflation and gas prices, food shortages, empty shelves, that kind of stuff.
I fought the New World Order, and all I got was the Kingdom of Heaven. I took the vaccine. I like that. I took the vaccine, and all I got was killed. You can put it on the corpse as you bury them. When their, you know, kidney gives out from the spike proteins, or when their heart explodes from the blood clots. Yeah, it's, I trusted science. I trusted science to the end.
When I was really young, my dad smoked a pipe. And so by the time I was about 12, when he was at work, I'd get his pipe and load it up, and he had cherry-flavored tobacco. He had vanilla-flavored tobacco. And then off and on, I started smoking cigarettes after that. I mean, what are cigarettes? It's a plant that God gave us. But with the additives that big tobacco puts in and all the things that happen, we know it's bad for us. But I was thinking today, when I was watching one of the crew out there smoking a cigarette, that I haven't had a cigarette in years. And maybe I should have one to illustrate what I'm talking about. We think of Big Pharma and the system like they've got something new and it's amazing, but all they do is take compounds in nature like this powerful nicotine and change the molecules so they can claim they own it and that it's not free and open source to the public. God's original planet is open source, just like vitamin C or just like iodine or just like tobacco. And too much of anything can be a bad thing. You know, I know a lot of successful talk show hosts that don't even drink anymore, don't smoke cigars, but they do vape nicotine because it has health benefits without all the additives and the carbon monoxide and things that come with a cigarette. So I'm not encouraging anybody to smoke cigarettes. I'm just here showing you this to illustrate that this is a powerful compound in nature. Well, what about vitamin B12? I could spend an hour on vitamin B12 and the things it does for your hormones, your electrochemical system, your whole body, your immune system, you name it. We have the highest grade vitamin B12 you're going to find out there anywhere. This is the same stuff that, you know, doctors sell that people inject. Don't inject this. This is for being taken out of the tongue where your blood vessels will absorb it. And it's been sold out for 6 months. And Ultra 12 is back in stock. And it's something that God gave us that doesn't have side effects like tobacco. So I just want everybody to think about the power of what God created and all these amazing things we've been given, from oxygen to carbon dioxide to the water to all these incredible compounds like B12. We have the best B12 you're going to find out there at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to encourage you all to realize that the real pharmakia is what God gave us. And as powerful the effects of tobacco are, some of them bad, think about the powerful effects of something like the highest quality B12 that's so good for your body, so good for your bleedo, so good for your stamina, so good for your immune system, and it funds the InfoWar. Get your vitamin B12 Ultra 12 now at 40% off. Despite the fact we're going to sell all of this very, very quickly, we're offering it at 40% off for those of you that are fans of it and for those of you that have been on the fence. Quite frankly, B12 is so addicting. When I forget to take my Ultra 12, I really feel it. It's something you just take a few drops of every morning or every night under your tongue and feel the difference. But this could be rainwater. This could be a placebo, but it would still be amazing because it funds the InfoWar. But it's not a placebo. It's the highest quality B12 out there. It's Ultra 12, available right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. Thank you so much for your support. Now take action now at InfoWarsStore.com with Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find anywhere, again, at InfoWarsStore.com.
So funny to me, the reaction to this sort of stuff. Somebody in the live chat, I was just saying, when I was talking about burning at the stake, was like, ooh, you better be careful. This is gonna come back to bite you in the butt, Harrison. And it's like, isn't that kind of the point, though? Isn't it kind of the point that it's like you have leftist mobs just firebombing pregnancy crisis centers and just like attacking police and like just on full on rabid mode, breaking into churches during service to try to disrupt things and screw everything up. And the whole time, like the leftist and the you know, FBI is just like, yeah. Oh, firebombs. Oh, that's nice. Threats scrawled in graffiti on the front door of, pro-life protesters by their, with threats, just spray painted and in full daylight. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Totally fine. Not going to worry about that. Then it's just like some InfoWars host talked about the fact that churches used to burn witches. Let's get them. I can see the headlines now on Angry White Man or Media Matters. Harrison Smith advocates for burning abortion protesters at the stake. Dear goodness, dear gosh. It's just like, oh, is that what I'm doing? Is that a reasonable position to hold? Does anybody actually hold that position ever? It's ridiculous. The entire point is pointing out that the people on the left are actually violent and insane and rabid and extreme, and it's hilarious the way that the pushback to them is being treated as a major security threat. It's very dangerous. They may be erecting the stake right now to burn them at, like, as if we live in the 1600s. Like, that's the thing. These people live in a fantasy world where they think that we still burn witches. at the stake. They're insane. They're crazy. They're wearing Handmaid's Tale outfits and breaking into Catholic churches and disrupting the proceedings there. And again, it's just, you know, I've just got this curse where I just can't help but see things in a way that isn't influenced by just like the weird modern hypocrite paradigm of the left. I mean, can you imagine? Can you possibly imagine if a anti-abortion group stormed into a synagogue during Saturday services? Stormed into a synagogue and was like, you know, yelling about pro-choice. It'd be treated as a, I mean, there would already, by today, there would already be whole new bureaus of the government founded just to deal with that problem. And I just don't get it. Like, you know, to storm into a church and disrupt the Sunday service to protest in favor of abortion because you perceive that that the Catholic religion is anti-abortion is so wild and unacceptable, but nobody says anything about it. It's just insane. Just totally insane. No one's getting burned at the stake, you freaking morons. Let's go to Ethan in Alaska. He wants to share how he shares InfoWars while driving in his cab. Ooh, that's exciting. Thanks for calling in. Ethan, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Harrison. Man, it's good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to share about it. I got skin in the game. I'm up here in Alaska. I drive a cab 5 days a week, 12 hours a day. And I got my InfoWars app going on my phone. I force people to listen to Alex, whether they like it or not.
Excellent.
And if they're interested, I pull out those little gray stickers I get when I order the supplements and the T-shirts and everything else that you can get, or the water filters, the air filters. And I hand those to them because it's got your website on them.
Yeah, that's great.
And they said, because they're like, what are we watching? I'm like, it's InfoWars here. Here's a sticker with the website on it. Go check it out, man. Order the supplements. Get in the fight if you want freedom.
That's awesome, man. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's, you know, every little bit helps. And I mean, it seems like just getting, you know, one person turned on to InfoWars is like, well, you know, that's just one person. But man, do it twice a day for a week. That's 14 people. Who knows how many, you know, people they're turning on. I mean, this is what it takes, folks. Lighting brush fires of liberty.
Word of mouth.
Spreading
yeah,
word the word.
Of mouth. I gotta agree with one thing you said about Mike Myers. He is the worst Alex Jones impersonator known to man.
Dude, it's so bad. It's so bad. Maybe we should just do it.
It's not even funny.
Alex Jones should just star in his own Alex Jones parody, and it would be hilarious.
Oh, Alex Jones is way funnier than any of the comedians in the mainstream.
I know. Alex Jones way is funnier. Legit way funnier. I completely agree. Well, thanks so much for your
work behind
behind the enemy lines there, Ethan. We really appreciate it. I do want to get some more calls. Let's go to I want to go to Matthew in Ohio. I guess that has a question for me about Trump. Thanks for calling in. Matthew, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Well, first of all, you need to just recognize your white rage, like General Milley said, and understand it, and then you'll be able, everything will just come into you know, clarity for you there. But I was popping around the other night, and I was really into President Trump's speech, and then he brought up Woody Johnson and did this whole Johnson and Johnson song and dance, and it's like, my stepbrother goes to Ohio State. He's 19. He's big into Trump, and you know he's against the vaccine and all that stuff. I kind of got him on to listen to that a couple years ago. But my whole thing is, it's like, I understand that he wants to, like, you know, not back down or not admit he was wrong. But at this point, it's like, how much information has he seen? How much is he, you know, that we don't see? Is he, you know, understanding of what's happening with death, with, you know, complications, with severe adverse effects? So it has me really, really upset and puzzling because, like, you know, come 2024, if he actually does throw his hat in the ring, it's like, obviously I'm not going to vote for a Democrat, but do I just not vote then at that point? I mean, I guess wondering what your thoughts were on that.
No, see, you don't understand, Matthew. Trump is a cult leader, and all of Trump's supporters just follow him unquestioningly. Don't you? I mean, to me, that's the the funniest part. Trump got booed. Dr. Oz got booed at these gathering. The J&J vaccine, yeah, literally just got recalled or restricted or whatever they're saying by the FDA for its adverse reactions. I mean, it's just, you know, according to these people, Trump is a cult leader and we all just blindly adhere to whatever Trump says, completely missing the fact that we all disagree on Trump with Trump about the vaccine, that he continues pushing it and we continue booing him and pushing back against it. I don't know what it would take to get through Donald Trump's head. I think it was sort of revealing the way he introduced the guy, going, yeah, he's the leader of J&J. He's got so much cash, man. This guy's got more cash than anybody knows what to do with. And it's like,
yeah.
He's got tons of cash from the poison that he gave to everybody, from all the heart attacks that he's causing. He gets to keep that cash because he's been indemnified against any, you know, negative consequences for the poison that he was peddling. We hate this guy, Trump. What are you doing? He's like, oh, no, but he's got a ton of money, thinking we're all just going to be like, wow, money. Well, I mean, money. He must be a good guy. We love money. It's totally ridiculous. Trump is digging his own grave. And the worst part about all of it is that he still is the number one hope for anybody outside of the highly controlled Republican system to actually make a difference and stand up against the two-party duopoly control method that they have. He still is the one that draws the crowds. He's the one that has the political clout, and yet he is just completely and totally squandering it on this ridiculous nonsense. Trump super fans can't stomach Dr. Oz. I just want somebody from Pennsylvania. He's making bad decisions. He's surrounded by bad people. He is a total and utter disappointment at this point. But it is hilarious how it completely disproves anything the left ever says about Trump being a cult leader, people believing Donald Trump, regardless of the facts. He is routinely called on this stuff by the supporters. It's just, you know, it's just this feeling of like you're standing there and you're like wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And you've got your Ron Paul like bumper sticker and your InfoWars mug. And you're like, yeah, you know, Trump's wrong about this. You know, I used to be more libertarian, but now I think if the government's going to be involved, you know, it should work for, you know, the Christian majority and the you know, morality of the country this was founded upon. And, you know, Trump's not perfect. He makes a lot of mistakes, but, you know, I think he's the best thing that we got right now. And I'm still going to argue against his stance on the vaccine. I still think that's wrong. And that's you. There you are. I think that's Jake Lloyd. I don't know, but doesn't that look like Jake Lloyd? Really does. I think it is. I think that's Jake Lloyd. That's a popular photo people use a lot. And standing in front of you are a bunch of like people with shaved heads, and they all have the same nose ring, and they're all wearing beige colored robes, and they're all, you know, bowing in front of a big golden statue of a cow, and they're like, you're in a cult, dude. Dude, you're in a cult, okay? As they're all like looking like Hare Krishnas, just like, we're gonna go kill ourselves now, but you're in a cult.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell is sponsoring thousands of leading pro-America patriots across the United States. He's the main sponsor, keeping so many people on the air. He's a huge sponsor at InfoWars. That's why we're so pleased to work with him. He's offering the biggest sale he's done in years, his BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com/Alex on hundreds and hundreds of his Made in America products, from pillows to sheets to shoes to human beds to dog beds, you name it. Go there, get great products at low prices, fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. It's only running for 1 week. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. And thank you for shopping America and keeping us on the air.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their SHIELD process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching the American